Lord, we give you glory. We give you honor, Lord God, in spite of, God, what we go through, Lord God. We lift you up, God, and worship your holy name in this house, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. I thank the Lord for being here this morning. Thank God for our pastor in her absence, her and the saints that are on the road. We do pray God will give them traveling mercies, make their way straight and plain and prosperous, give them a safe return. I want to thank the Lord for confirming his word as sister began to speak. You know, I when anybody starts speaking, I've been asking God, Lord, you let me interpret it. And God let me interpret it because she said that the Lord told me when you were speaking, Jack, he said, don't look at what you see. Keep your eyes on me. And you came behind him and said, look, keep your eyes on the Lord. So I just thank the Lord. I mean, man, we need the gifts. I've been asking God for all of the gifts. Whichever one he want to give me, then that's what he going to give me. But I've been praying for every last one of them because I know one time we was over in, I was in service over in Sparta, and a man began to, he didn't even preach. You know, that man got the mic, and the praise was so high in the church. You know, I mean, it was just high. And then the Lord took him over, and he began to speak. And the Lord gave me what he said. And, man, I was so afraid to speak. And I'm thinking, well, Lord, you said, I know it's supposed to be two people. One's supposed to hold his peace. The first supposed to hold his peace, and the second supposed to speak. But I'm thinking I'm the first. I don't know which one I was, but the Lord let me interpret what the man was saying. And so after service, no preaching was involved. I mean, the service so high, that's the first time I've ever been to service like that, was so high to where people just praising God. And I was talking to the pastor and this other brother that I don't know. He said, Pastor, I think I was interpreting. And I looked at him. And so I said, What you think he was saying? And he said, you interpret. I said, well, I think I do. He said, what you think? So I said what I said. And he said, that's exactly what came to me, brother. And, man, I said, Lord, I've repented. I said, Lord, forgive me. But stepping out on faith, man, it takes something. It really does. So I just thank the Lord for speaking to me, let me know what our sister was saying. God does love us. He knows our name. He knows everything about us. Not that he just only knows. He cares. He cares about you. He only knows you, but he cares for us. And I just thank him for being good and being great. I want to give God glory again because, you know, I meet a lot of people on my job. And so I had the opportunity to meet this man. He was from India. And he and I was talking concerning his business, you know, while I was there. And as we departed, he said, God bless you. And I turned and started walking toward my van. And when I got to the van, Spirit of the Lord said, you go ask him what he mean. And so I circled the van and went back around the van. And I said, excuse me, sir. I said, you said God bless me. He said, yeah. I said, what God was you talking about? And he started smiling. He started smiling, and he told me talking about Jesus. And so I was just, you know, concerned because God has many names, and we know our God is the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. He's Jehovah Jireh, and he's I am. But you have to be careful. Lord was just telling me, be careful about when people say, God bless you, because you don't know who they serving. You don't know who they worshiping. And the Lord was telling me that can't nobody bless you like me. He said, that God, if it was another God, they can't bless you. The gods that they have, they have to carry them around, put them in backpacks, put them in their back pockets. The Bible tells us that the gods that they serve, they have eyes, but they see not. They have hands, but they don't move. They have feet, they can't go nowhere. They have ears, they just there. So their God cannot bless you. Only God, our Heavenly Father, Jesus, is the only one that can bless us. And so I just thank the Lord for just giving me a lesson in that, because raising my children, I used to always tell them, when somebody asks you about your God, you make sure you tell them a name, and his name is Jesus. He's just not God. You know, they God got names, and our God has a name too, and his name is Jesus. And at that name, every knee shall bow, every tongue gonna confess. And so I just thank the Lord this morning again for just dealing with me in the way that he's dealing with me. We'll be talking a little bit about remember Judges 6. Not gonna try to keep you long, but I want to share with you what God has given me. Hopefully that it will help you. Talking about our brother Gideon. And I know you all know the story about brother Gideon. About how Israel was oppressed by the Midianites. And sometimes we just feel oppressed, depressed, down, you know, wondering why things ain't working out the way they supposed to work out, that we say, you know, Lord, why so long? So, Father, in the name of Jesus, I come before you right now, God, giving you praise, giving you glory and honor. Lord, I want to thank you, Lord God, for allowing me to be able to handle your word, God. Lord, I want to thank you, Father God, for allowing me to stand before your precious people, Lord, your sheep, God. I pray, God, that you would use me, Lord, this morning, God. Lord, take control of me, God. Use me. Use my mouth, Father God. Make it a writer as a ready, a pen as a ready writer, Father. I pray, Lord God, that you would speak to me, Lord, and let me speak to your people, Lord. Those here, God, and those, Father God, that are visiting, Father God, by way of internet. I ask this, Father, in the name of Jesus. Give God some praise. Give him one more clap offering. One more praise offering. Again, we'll be talking about Gideon and why they were so oppressed. And I know last week I tried to speak a little bit about sin. And sin is a reproach to any nation. And we just got to face the fact that sin is causing a lot of stuff. And it does. Sin is causing a lot of blessings to be held up. It's causing a lot of healings. It sins is keeping back a lot of things that God want to do for his people. And so Israel, chapter 6 in Judges verse 1 reads, "And the children of Israel did evil in the sight of the Lord. And the Lord delivered them into the hand of Midian 7 years. And the hand of Midian prevailed against Israel. And because of the Midianites, the children of Israel made them the dens which are in the mountains and in the and caves and strongholds." Here it is. Because they sinned, God allowed the Midianites to come up on them and oppress them. You know, and they made dens. They left their houses, left the tents, and they went running into the caves for a stronghold. Now, we know that God is good. He's the only one that's good, and he's a stronghold in the day of trouble. And so you find yourself running away from your issues or running away from all these problems, trying to get away from them. Check yourself. You know, check yourself. God don't want us running from the enemy. He don't want us running into no caves and running to nobody else to be a stronghold for us. God said he's a stronghold in the day of trouble, in the day of every trouble. And he said, and so it was when Israel had sown, the Midianites came up and the Amalekites and the children of the east, even they came up against them. And they encamped against them and destroyed the increase of the earth until thou come unto Gaza and left no substance for Israel, neither sheep nor ox nor ass. For they came up with their cattle and their tents, and they came as grasshoppers for multitude, for both they and their camels were without number. They enter into the land to destroy. Here it is. Every time that they sowed, the Midianites came and destroyed it. Find yourself, God allowing you, taking you a few steps forward. Something comes up and push you back. Often. 2 steps forward, 3 steps back. This was Gideon was saying, Lord, Every time we plant something, every time we do something, they come and destroy. So we have to be careful about when God is doing something in our life. We have to rejoice. We have to give God the glory. We have to worship God. We have to serve God. But when that thing comes to try to push you back, you got to stand in faith. You can't let nothing push you back. But when you're not living right, when sin is in the camp, then you're going to get pushed back. And the Bible said they left no substance for Israel, nor sheep, nor ass. He said they took everything. And it said they destroyed everything. Sometimes the devil he comes and just take everything that the children of God has. And he don't care who you are, how long you've been in it. He don't care if you're filled with the Holy Ghost. He just don't care. But he comes to kill, steal, and to destroy. And Israel, it says, was greatly impoverished because of the Midianites, and the children of Israel cried unto the Lord. It is, they were greatly impoverished. The devil brought them low to the lowest, took their food from them, took their houses from them, took their cars, took the children from them. It sounds like that's what's going on in the church today. Yeah, we know we're doing okay. I'm doing all right. I'm saved. I got a nice little house and little car. But as the sister said, I'm looking for something greater than that. I'm looking for some souls to be saved. You know, I'm in this thing for God to save some souls. I'm looking for my children, your children get saved, grandchildren get saved. We got to get to the point to where when the devil comes, we got to start checking ourselves. When we can't find ourselves on top where we're supposed to be, nobody else, I'm supposed to be on top. He made me the head and not the tail. He made me the lender and not the borrower. When we can't find ourselves in the places where God has told us where we're supposed to be, it's time to look at ourselves. I know y'all tired of hearing this about the sin and not doing right, but something is not going right. Hear a man sing this song and say, I know the Bible is right and somebody's wrong. And if the Bible is right and we're living by the word, then we'll be reaping what the Bible says. But every time the devil came, every time they sold something, he came and took it. And it brought them very low, that the Bible said. I mean, it impoverished the children of God. The devil is impoverishing the people of God today. Not just with their substance, but in their spirit. They can't hold fast to sound doctrine. They ain't got no faith no more. They ain't got no hope. They're losing hope. They want to end it all. The devil is trying to get a foothold in the church. But we got to stand up against the devil and know that when the devil comes, God going to lift up a standard for us. When the enemy comes in like a flood, God going to lift up a standard. And so it came to pass when the children of Israel, when they cried unto the Lord, because of the Midianites, that the Lord sent a prophet unto the children of Israel and said unto them, thus said the Lord God of Israel, I brought you up out of Egypt and brought you forth out of the house of bondage. It is, he said, when the children of Israel began to cry out to the Lord because of the oppression of the Midianites, that the Lord sent a prophet. And this cry was no cry because they were only going through. This was a different type of cry. Yeah, David said, I cried unto the Lord and he heard me out of his temple. We cry when we pray. But this cry here was a repentant cry. I believe that it was a repentant cry because the Bible said that the Lord sent a prophet. And when God sent a prophet, he sent in a word. He sent them a word to remind them. He said, he sent a prophet unto the children of Israel. God sent a prophet. He sent a word to us each and every day. And he began to remind them of what he did. He said, thus said the Lord God of Israel, I brought you up out of Egypt and I brought you forth out of the house of bondage. I delivered you out of the hand of the Egyptians and out of the hand of all that oppress you and drave them out from before you and gave you their land. And he said, I said unto you, I am the Lord your God. Fear not. Fear not the gods of Amorites and whose land ye dwell in. Ye have not obeyed my voice. Here it is, when they begin to cry out to God, God sent him a word. When you begin to cry out and repent to God, God going to send you a word, and it's going to remind you of who he is and what he came to do. Oftentimes we forget about what God has done for us. I remember when I just went back on a trip. I said, Lord, I remember when you delivered me. I remember how you brought me out. I remember when I was a child, Lord God, grown men was robbing us at gunpoint, shooting on the ground. I remember how God kept me. I remember how he kept my children. Yes, Lord, you are great and you are mighty. It's something that I may be doing or may not be doing that's causing the oppression, that's causing my blessings to be held up, that's causing my healing not to come forth, that's causing something that God wants to do for me held up. He said he had to remind them of who he is. He's going to start reminding folk of who he is. See, we look at our problems, we look at the situation, look at the circumstance, and just say, Lord, it's just, you know, it's out of our hand. It is out of your hand. It's too big. It is too big for you. But it ain't too big for God. He's going to start reminding not only us who he is, he's going to start reminding us who we are. We are his children. He sent the word to us. God's sending you a word each and every day to encourage you, to build you up, to cause you to stand, to cause you to go forth, to cause you start declaring, decreeing things over your children's life. I don't care what it looked like in their life, but God said he's going to save. God said he's going to keep them. God said he's going to deliver them. I just believe what God said. I remember what he said. He reminded me. God started taking me back. The other day I got up. I couldn't sleep. I got up at 2:00 in the morning. I was just sitting on the bed and just meditating and thanking God. And he took me back over what he showed me in this dream about these three nickels. And he just started reminding me. See, when God started reminding you, he started encouraging you. You know, I just got my faith just got so stronger. And I just said, yo, Lord, you know, you're right. You did say that. Either I'm going to believe what he said or not. And by the time Tawana got in there, she's going to go to bed. And I said, well, I better go downstairs. So I couldn't go back to sleep. So I stayed up and I just went back over what he said. He said, positive change in your life. Not just my life. Positive change in your life. He said, new encouragement, new beginnings. God just began to just lay it on me and say, Lord, either I'm going to believe what you say or not. I ain't got to see nothing. But all I need, Lord, is your word. Peter and them said, Lord, at thy word, Lord, at your word. Jesus said, cast the net over to the right side. We've been fishing all day, he said. We've been toiling all night long. We ain't caught nothing. But at thy word, Lord, because you said it, then that's what I'm going to do. Because he said it, then that's what I'm going to believe. And so he had to remind them how he brought them out of bondage, parted the Red Sea, kept them in the wilderness by day and by night, cloud by day and fire by night, fed them in the wilderness with manna, quail, walked through the wilderness 40 years. Their shoes didn't get no holes in them. Man, I don't know about nobody else. You walking some shoes for about a month now and they're going to be tore up. It's time for a new pair. Said their clothes didn't even get old. Tell me about God. See, he had to start reminding them where they came from, what he did for them. And God going to start reminding some folk what he did for them. Verse 11, and there came an angel of the Lord and sat under the oak, which was in Ophrah, that pertained unto Joash, the Abizrite, and his son Gideon thrashed wheat by the winepress to hide it from the Midianites. And the angel of the Lord appeared unto him and said unto him, the Lord is with thee, thou mighty man of valor. He called this man Gideon, the mighty man of valor. And Gideon said unto him, "Oh, my Lord, if thou be with us, why then all these things befallen us? And why? And where be all the miracles which our fathers told us, saying, did not the Lord bring us up out of Egypt? But now the Lord has forsaken us and delivered us into the hand of many." So he called him the mighty man of valor. See, Gideon means warrior. You know, a lot of things that we don't even know about ourselves that God knows about us. You know, it's a whole lot of stuff in us. God saw that this man, it wasn't because he said, look, I'm the least. Gideon said, I'm the least in my father's house. And even my father's house, it's the least of all the nations of Israel. So how is it, Lord, that we're going to do this thing? You know, where's all of those miracles that mother and pastor and them spoke of? All them years, pastor tell us that, you know, she's sitting in the service and leg just started growing out. And the monkey boy, I don't know if y'all know anything about the monkey boys. He couldn't speak and all of these things that they saw. He said, where's all, people said, where's all of those miracles at, God? They said, you done. He said, I still got them. They with me. But we got to get in a place where we can see those miracles. We want the miracles. We got to have those miracle type of tests and trials. You want to come out? You got to go through. You want a testimony? You got to have a test. You got to have a trial. And so when you have these tests and you have these trials, don't let that stuff shake you. Keep the word. Somewhere they got off and they start serving idols. They start doing things that other people were doing. They wasn't steadfast. They wasn't unmoved. They moved and they was tossed to and fro by every wind and sound of doctrine that came. And the church has got to be steadfast. Yes, we're going through a season right now, but we still got to be steadfast. Churches are falling off, but we still got to be steadfast. The numbers are shrinking, but we still got to be steadfast. God is going to revive his church. He's going to bring them right back to life. We just had a revival. Man, we all should be just revived. Jumping, popping around here like little bunnies. You know? We got something to shout about. We got a lot to shout about. You know, we come in here and we just do the same. God is going to quicken us. He's going to make us alive. We are lively stones. We're supposed to be live. We're supposed to be popping every time we come in here. Y'all ever heard the candy popping rocks? We're supposed to be like the popping rocks. Can't sit still. You know, went to a camp meeting last couple weeks. Something should have got a hold of us. Something should have had us stirred up. We're looking for another revival. We're looking for another revival. We're looking for another preacher to come in. We're looking for another teacher to come in. But what we need to be looking for is the Holy Ghost to come in here. We need the Lord to come in the house and stir us up. We need God to come in this house and get us moving. Because when God begins to move, you're going to begin to move. And you can't sit still. You're going to want to do something. And so he said, and Gideon said to him, "Oh Lord, why is all this stuff befalling us? Why are we in the place that we're in? Why are we in the situation that we're in? Why my children are not saved, God? Why? What happened to all the miracles that Paul them said that the church, that you added to the church daily? Why ain't we been added to, God?" We got to seek the Lord and find out why. And the Lord looked up on him and said, "Go in this thy might, you mighty man." See, God called him a mighty man. See, we don't know that we're mighty people. He ain't just mighty because of Gideon. Gideon was, somebody said, was a wimp. You know, he was thrashing his wheat, hiding it from the devil so they can't come and get his stuff. You know, when they come and took everything and he got. The devil come and taking everything from the church. He taking their praise, taking their worship. He just take everything from folks. Just let them have what God knows. I get it back. No, you got the kingdom suffer violence, the Bible said. And the violent got to take it back by force. If the devil stole your joy, you got to take it back. If he stole your peace, you ain't got no peace in your house, you got to take it back. You got to take it back. And he said unto him, "Oh, Lord, wherewith shall I save Israel? Behold, my family is poor. He's talking about in Manasseh. And I am the least in my father's house. And the Lord said to him, surely I'll be with thee. And thou shalt smite the Midianites as one man. See, so he said, I'm the least, Lord. I'm the smallest one. God ain't looking at what you got. He ain't looking at your stature. You know, he ain't looking at how big your pocket is. You know, how big your house is. He ain't looking at what you possess. God don't care how least you are. God said he want the least anyway. He said, I chose Israel not because you were many. I chose this nation because they were very few. And I made a promise to somebody. I made a covenant with Abraham that, look, Abraham, if you make this covenant with me, you serve me, then I'm going to make your seed as the star, as the stars of the sky and the sand of the sea. So God ain't looking at no numbers. He ain't looking how small you are. You can be big, you can be small, but it's all going to be God. It don't make no difference. God going to use who he want to use. And it was his season to use Gideon. Gideon wasn't worshiping God. He wasn't down there seeking God. He wasn't praying. He wasn't fasting. Gideon was down there thrashing some wheat so he can get his next meal and hide it to keep it from the enemy. But God just chose him. God just chose you for this day, for this hour. You may not be thrashing no wheat. You may not be pressing no grapes in the wine. You may not be doing nothing, but God chose you anyway. He sees what's inside of us. It's something down inside of us. He was a mighty man of valor. You're a mighty person of valor. He ain't looking at your stature. They chose Saul because he was tall and he big old guy. But as my daddy would say, he wasn't worth a quarter. He wasn't fit to be no king. But they chose him. God saw a little man named David. They say he was fair, looking good, keeping sheep, but tough as he want to be. Some of y'all tough and just don't know that you tough. Don't let the devil push you over. Stand up to that devil. Stand up because there's something greater in you. Greater is he that's in me than he that's in the world. Christ is in you, the hope of glory. The devil can push, but he can't push you over. He can talk, but he ain't going to run your way with them words. You know, stand in his face. The Bible tells us that if we resist the devil, submit ourselves unto God, the devil going to flee. We ain't got to run to no caves. And he said unto him, if now I have found grace in thy sight, then show me the sign that thou talkest to me. He said, depart now. If now, Lord, I found grace in your sight. He said, let me know. I got to do something. Let me know if this is you or not that's talking to me. Have you ever been there in your life? Have you ever been in a place where you know, you believe that God has spoken something to you, but then you question if it was you or not? He said, look, he said, if I found grace in your sight, then show me a sign. I had to ask God a few times, Lord, if this is you, you got to show me something, because your mind will play tricks on you. Your mind will have you believing all kind of stuff. It have you over in left field, have you over in right field. But I need to know for sure. Gideon said, I need to know for sure that this is you, Lord. Because I don't want to go on out there talking about saving Israel and you ain't with me. You know, maybe this is just my conscience, my mind getting in the way. I've been there before several times. And every time I'm not sure that it's God, I know Jesus said, my sheep hear my voice and he know him, and another he won't follow. But sometimes I got to question my mind. Because Paul said, with my mind, I serve the Lord. And so I want to make sure I'm serving God with my mind. I want to make sure that I'm hearing correctly. You heard this story before. I had to make sure that when God told me to give this house away, Lord, you have to be sure. I have to be sure. Now, this is a big move, Lord. You know, this is a house that's making us money. You know, is this you telling me to give a house away that you blessed me with? Something ain't right there. Lord, is this you telling me to go to the, get me a vehicle when my credit is 400 and something points? Is this you want me to make a, you want to make a mockery of me, God? He said, go. You telling me to move out in Wentz, out in St. Charles, Lord? And I got all of these kids, and you know how much money I'm making? You telling me to go get a house note? No, that can't be you. I need you to give me a sign. Lord, if this is you telling me to give this house away, then you pay it off first. Ching, ching. Lord, if this you telling me to move to St. Charles, Lord, you tell him to give me the key. Ching, 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 go key. God would tell you do some crazy stuff. But man, he had to make sure. I had to make sure that this was God. Because man, not to say God, if you make a mistake, God honors your faith. If you make a mistake, I didn't walked away from the house, walked away from the go out there with bad credit. Said, I want to give me a car. So you do. Okay. Let's run your credit. Well, Lord, is it going to work? I just had to step back. I walk. See, it's good to be in the house of God. You know what made me go to that car dealership with bad credit? One, me and my wife needed a minivan with all them kids. I said, Lord, I'm working every day. I'm slaving. And I just can't get past a certain point. He said, go and get you a car today. I mean, just it wasn't nothing playing. You know, our husband and wife sit down. They plan stuff. Honey, we got this amount. And, you know, we got this budget. I mean, Tawana wasn't doing that. We just had to live. We just got to live. You know, when we budget, we get off the budget. Because we got to live. I got to live today. I ain't going to have no money. God bless me with money, and we need it, not use it. And I don't think God pleased with that. And so, well, going on up there and get the car. I heard this woman. I ain't going to tell you. I don't know who this woman is. This pastor, Celeste Davis, when she said she wanted to, they wanted to build a house, she said she walked in that bank pregnant. She said she had her head up high, and she walked in like she owned the bank. And, man, that's what I went on. I went on that faith. I walked in that dealership up there on Page, like, hey, look, had my little Adidas on, my hat on. I was looking, you know, like, yeah, I need a car. I need a minivan. Well, we'll run your credit. Well, I already know it ain't gonna be right. Well, Al, I said, but I need this vehicle. So I can't leave without a vehicle. And God blessed me. I mean, I named it, as they say, and claimed it. I said, Lord, I want a white vehicle. I want blue interior. I want a CD player because I like to listen to music. I want air conditioning. I want dual air, front and back. I named everything and got just what I wanted. Everything just what I wanted. But I had to make sure, Lord, is this you? You have to go in faith sometimes. You got to go and believe God. It don't sound right. It sounds foolish. We're talking about that this morning. Take the foolish things of the world to confound the wise. This sounds, who going to go to a dealership knowing they got bad credit and expect a car? I am. Who going to give a house away and expect God to pay it off? I am. God going to have you doing some foolish things. And like the doctor said, he ain't never seen nothing like this before. And they, you know, keep living. Keep praying and keep believing. You're going to see a whole lot of things that you ain't never seen before. And it's not going to only confound the saints. It's going to confound the doctor. But the saints shouldn't be confounded. This is something that you're supposed to be looking for. This is something you're supposed to be expecting. Because of the God you serve. Not because of you so mighty. It's because of what's inside of you that's mighty. It's because of what you're serving. Who you're serving is so mighty. He's mighty. And you got to be careful to give him all the glory. And this brother on my job, boy, I don't know what they think about me. They may be listening. But that's all right. But man, I don't know what it is. I know what it's God. Man, they think I got it. They think I'm top notch. Supervisor called me in the office. I thought he wanted to talk to me about work business. You know? Hey Al, I need to talk to you. I'm like, hey, what I do? I'm still thinking back. I ain't going for nobody. What is it that you want, brother? Man, they tell me that you got this and you got house over, you got that. You can't do that joke. You got this and you got that. And he said, man, what are you doing? How do you possess it? I'm like, dude, I work with you. You know my salary. Your wife. Work 24/7. I said, man, let me tell you something. And I'm proud of this. I can put this on there. I'm proud of this. I say everything that I got was given to me. God gave it to me. I said, how dare I take any credit for what God has done for me? God gave me the house I got. He gave me the cars. God gave them to me. You can't get nothing. He said, listen here, man. God said, listen, if y'all say that y'all done this by your power and your might, you're going to be brought very low. And we wonder why people that's coming from other countries, they are prospering more than we are. That's what Moses told him over in Deuteronomy. He said, because, where I'm at, Lord, I need to find this scripture and read it for you. It wasn't because of me. It's all because of God and what God has done. It's because of his favor, his grace, and everything God has placed up on me. Moses said, the foreigners living among you will rise higher and higher above you while you sink down lower and lower. Because we don't believe God. We don't honor God's word. This ain't just another Sunday that y'all get to listen to poor Brother Al, you know, talk his little sermon out. This God's word. And if you out there and you in need and you up against something, a circumstance, a situation, go to God's word. He'll get you out of it. But repent first. Repent and believe God. And so shall it be. Again, God, it don't take him to do nothing long. It don't take him long to do anything. God's waiting on us. He waiting on us to believe. He waiting on us to get in line. I know God has a time and a season for all things. But David said, when I was young and now that I'm old, I've never seen the righteous forsaken, nor his seed begging bread. So because you might be in a situation, that don't mean God has forsook you. Find out what you need to do to bring this thing to fruition. Find out, Lord, is it me or is it in your time? God will let you know. And then you should have some peace about it. If you get it right, you should have some peace about it. If you're still waiting on him, he said you got to wait. Wait don't mean no. Have some peace about it and wait on God. Believe God. Believe him. Believe him. He said, and he said unto him, if now that I found grace in thy sight, show me a sign that thou talkest to me. See, people need to know who's talking to them. They don't know God is talking every single day. And we miss out on what he's saying. He said, depart not hence, I pray thee, until I come unto thee to bring forth my present. He had to bring God something and set it before thee, and he said, I will tarry until thou come. And Gideon went in and made ready a kid and unleavened cakes of an ephah of flour and flesh He put in the basket and put, and he put the broth in a pot and brought it out unto him under the oak and presented it to him. And the angel said, and the angel of God said unto him, take the flesh and the unleavened cakes and lay them up on this rock and pour out the broth. And he did so. Then the angel of the Lord put forth the end of the staff that was in his hand and touched the flesh and the unleavened cakes. And there rose up fire out of the rock and consumed the flesh and unleavened cakes. Then the angel of the Lord departed out of his sight. I guess Gideon got his answer. He said, I got to bring you a present. I got to make sure. That was his sign that God was speaking to him. He brought the cakes, the bread, the broth, the flesh, and put it on a rock. Don't put it in a plate, because God is a consuming fire. He came up out of the rock and consumed that blessing, that offering with the fire. And so now Gideon got his answer. God going to give you your answer. It's right there before you. God going to give you your answer. And when Gideon perceived that it was an angel of the Lord, Gideon said, alas, O Lord God, for because I have seen the angel of the Lord face to face, and the Lord said unto him, peace be unto thee. Fear not, thou shalt not die. Saints, peace. Jehovah Shalom. Your children ain't going to die. You ain't going to die. David said, I shall not die, but live. I'm telling you, you got to tell yourself, I shall not die, but live and declare the works of God. You just got to keep on getting up every morning, thanking the Lord for what he's going to do for you, what you want him to do for you. This brother told me, he said his toe, diabetic, his toe had been hurting him for a year. Big toe. And the devil brought all of this stuff to his mind about amputating. He said, man, I got up every morning and said, Lord, I thank you for all 10 of my toes. Every morning. He told me just a couple days ago, you know, man, my toe ain't hurt no more. I said, that's the kind of faith God is looking for. God is looking for people that's going to believe him. We know we heard people getting amputated, start with the toe, then the foot, then the leg, then the whole, you know. But it don't have to be so. It don't have to be so. God is a consuming God. He's a consuming fire. And then Gideon built an altar there. And the Lord, and unto the Lord, and called it Jehovah Shalom. Unto this day is yet an Ophrah of the Abizrites. And it came to pass the same night that the Lord said unto him, take thy father's young bullock, even the second bullock of the 7 year, of 7 years old, and throw down the altar of Baal that thy father had, and cut down the grove that is by it, and build an altar unto the Lord thy God upon the top of this rock. in the order place, and take the second bullock and offer a burnt offerings of a burnt sacrifice unto with the wood of the grove which thou shall cut down. Then Gideon took 10 men of his servants and did as the Lord had said unto him, and said, and so it was, because he feared his father's household and the men of the city. They could not do it by day, that they did it by night. Here it is, God telling them now, go and pick a fight with the devil. Go and tear down the altar of Baal. Tear down the groves. Chop it up, make it for wood for you to burn the sacrifice with. But the Bible says that he couldn't. He feared the household of his father. He feared the people of what they might do. So he did it not in the daytime. He did it at night. We can't be afraid of this devil in this day. Now, he ain't afraid of us. That devil's stepping forward every day. Not night. Every day he's doing something wicked. Every day. So this man got afraid to do what God told him to do, but long as he did it, the Bible didn't say nothing about it. Long as he did it, he did it. He did it by night. And when the men of the city arose early in the morning, behold, the altar of Baal was cast down and the grove was cut down by was it, and the grove was cut down that was by it. And the second bullock was offered unto the altar that was built. And they said unto him, and they said one to another, who hath done this thing? And when they inquired and asked, they answered, Gideon, the son of Joash, hath done this thing. Then the men of the city said unto Joash, bring out thy son that he may die, because he had cast down the altar of Baal, and because he had cut down the grove that was by it. And Joash said unto all that stood against him, will ye plead for Baal? Will you save him? He that pleaded for him, let him be put to death while he is yet mourning. If he be a god, let him plead for himself, because one hath cast down the altar. Here it is. God had told this man to cut down this altar, tear it down, and the people mad at Gideon for tearing down the altar, and now they want to kill him. Bring him on out so we can kill him. Bring him out so we can hang him. Bring him on out. And his father said, look, wait a minute. If he done this to Baal, let Baal plead for himself. He did this against Baal. Let Baal speak for himself. Why y'all defending Baal? Baal is a god. Let him deal with Gideon. If any of y'all touch this young man, let y'all gonna be put to death by morning. God is telling us that, look, it don't matter who you stand up against, what devil you stand up against. It don't matter how many devils it is. God is telling you that he's going to be with you. He's going to be with you through the fire. He's going to be with you through the flood. He's going to be with you through the storm. It ain't nothing that the devil can do about it. He said, if Baal is a god, then let him answer for himself. See, our God already answered for himself. He answered by fire. He'll come through the wind. He'll come with a still small voice. But Baal ain't said nothing. So after that, the Lord called him. Therefore, on the day that he called him Jerubbaal, saying, let Baal plead against him because he had thrown down. Here it is. God had changed his name from Gideon to Jerubbaal, a person that says, Let your God contend against me. Come on. Whatever God you got, let him come up against me, because I got another God. I got the only God. I got a God that's standing not only behind me, but standing inside of me, that's going to defend me. God has got your back. When you stand up against the devil and don't be fearful, God going to stand up and rise up in you and defeat the enemy, because the kingdom of God is suffering violence, and we must take it by force. God, when you stand up, God gonna rise up in you. You'll feel him rising up in you. You'll feel the Lord, the Spirit of the Lord, just come up in you. I don't know if you ever felt that before, but I felt the Lord just rise up in me. Wednesday night we was here. I heard, but I got to say it. Walking down this aisle, just like the Spirit of the Lord just met me, just rose up in me. And that Wednesday, I felt like my faith has grown. I mean, just increased. And that's when the Lord told me to go and cast this thing off my wife. He said, destroy. And I went in the power and in the Spirit of the Lord and destroyed the yoke. And she's been doing fine. She'd been doing well. I asked her the other day. I said, Tawana, how you feel? How you doing? She said, I ain't had no pain now. I'm doing good. And so that's just all God. So it wasn't Gideon. It was God. It wasn't Samson's hair. It was the Spirit of the Lord. It wasn't David. It was the Spirit of the Lord. It wasn't nobody but the Spirit of the Lord. When the Spirit of the Lord rise up in you, things got to happen. The devil got to flee. Healing going to come forth. Yoke's going to be broken and destroyed when the Spirit of the Lord comes in. When the Spirit, only the Spirit of the Lord comes in, God is going to destroy some yoke. And so it wasn't Gideon. And we know how God told him that he's going to fight against this army. I'm against the Midianites, the Amorites. And he said, Gideon, you know, Gideon, he bold now. He just whooped Baal, tore down the altar. Now he going to fight the army of Baal. He going to fight all of these guys. And here it is, a host. I mean, nations and nations and nations. It's just like the whole world has come against Gideon. Feel like the whole world comes against you sometime. And God told him, say, look, there's 32,000 of y'all. He said, I can't do this, you know, by this many. That's too many, Gideon. He said, shrink them down. And so he took them down to 10,000. He said, that's still too many, Gideon. You know, I can't do it by 10,000. He said, he can't do it by 10,000. Not you. I can't do it. I won't get the glory. I won't get the praise. You guys going to have the glory. You'll get the praise. You'll be saying about what you done. So he said, look, get him down. He got him down to 300. He said, by this 300, I will save Israel. By just 300. All God needs is a few believers. He don't need a whole lot of folk. He don't need no great big old numbers. Because if we do it by numbers, we're going to get the glory. We're going to start praising God. We're going to start shouting and dancing. Ooh, this is what we did. This is what we did. We forgot God. He said, by this 300, Gideon, I'm going to destroy them nations. I mean a host. Though a host may rise up against you to come one way, God said when he get through with them, they're going to flee seven ways. And when God got through with them, they fled. They start killing each other. God came in the camp and confused the enemy. He'll confuse the devil. The devil wouldn't know what to do. All you got to do is praise God. Start shouting. Devil thinking, what's wrong with her? What's wrong with him? Hallelujah, Jesus. Oh, glory, God. You just lost somebody in your family. You know, you just lost your job. You just got a bad report. But thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. I got a bad report from the doctor. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, ain't God good? God is so good. He is a wonder. But when you diagnosed with cancer, but ain't God good? I ain't trying to focus on my situation. I'm looking at somebody greater than me. I'm looking at somebody just mightier than me. My situation ain't nothing compared to what God can do. Your situation ain't nothing compared to what God is. God is a mighty God. That's why he called him Oh Mighty Man of Valor. Oh Mighty Men and Women of Valor. God is mighty. And he is strong in battle. God never lost a battle. He never lost a fight. He never lost a case. Somebody might be needing a counselor. Somebody might need somebody to stand up for him in court. But God will never lose a case. He'll never lose. I know this sister that she was up against something, up against the Supreme Court. She didn't have no representation. This company had all of these high-dollar lawyers. And they came to this sister and told her, you know you ain't got a chance. You just representing yourself. This is beyond you. She said, I kept my mouth shut. He said, I went home, and I stretched out on the floor. And I began to cry out to God, Lord, avenge me, my adversary. You know, when she got back to that courtroom, the judge ruled in her favor. This is what God would do for you. When you stand for God, when you know that it's God that's in you, and you know that God is working for you, God ain't working against you. God is working for you. I'm with you, he said, and I'll always be with you until the end of the world. I'm going to fight for you. I'm going to contend with those that contend with you. I'm going to put up a battle with those that put up a battle. When they come against you, they come against me. It ain't none of you they fighting. It ain't none of you. They come against God. That's what David said. Lord, they're defiling your army. This devil came against you. Lord, what is his problem? What is his problem? So, oh mighty man of valor. Oh mighty women of valor. Be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. And I'm going to leave you with this, saints. When Gideon and them went to fight, he said, look, y'all look up on me. And whatever I do, that's what y'all do. We have to do it. Jesus said, I do what I see my father do. They had a pitcher, they had a light, and they had a sword. He said, they broke the pitcher, And they shouted, he said, God told him to say, as they shouted and blew the horn, the sword of the Lord and Gideon. The sword of the Lord and Gideon. Why is the sword of the Lord and Gideon? The sword is our Lord. And the sword of Gideon, the sword of Joe, the sword of Brenda, sword of Jackie, the sword of the saints is in you. The word of God. So the sword of the Lord and Al. You got to fill in your blank. The sword of the Lord and Al is going to destroy everything that comes up against me. Everything. God bless you this morning, saints. Know that God is with you and God is for you. Know that the devil ain't got a foothold. He can't do nothing with you. And we just got to believe the word of God. I don't know what's going on in nobody's life but mine. I don't even know what's going on in my wife's life too much. You know, she got her own walk. But one thing I do know, that this nation and the church needs to repent. The church has got to repent. Maybe everybody in church ain't doing nothing, but you're part of the body. You know, a little leaven will leaven the whole lump. A little sin will get the whole church out in trouble. You know, pastor say when David sinned, a whole camp got in trouble. God came down on the whole camp. But God has sent somebody. He sent Gideon. He was a judge. He sent Gideon to deliver, to be a deliverer to Israel. And he delivered Israel. And the Bible says out of 40 years, they had peace with Gideon. God also has sent us a deliverer today. And his name is Jesus. And he came to give us peace. That peace that surpasses all understanding. And if you ain't got no peace today, maybe you need to give your life to the Lord. Maybe you need to rededicate. If you ain't getting no peace, because he is a deliverer. God will deliver you from any circumstance, any situation that you're going through, that you're in. It may look tough, may feel tough, might be hot. But God is a deliverer. He'll do it for you every time. If you need a deliverer, anybody here need to come back? Anybody here need to be saved? I ain't gonna assume nothing. We'll point you to the altar. We'll point you to Jesus. Anybody out there that's listening that needs a deliverer, Jesus Christ is the deliverer. If you confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord, believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, he's the Son of God, you shall be saved. It's as simple as that. It don't take nothing else. You ain't got to do no flips. You ain't got to fast 10 days. Just believe in your heart who he say he is. And he is the Son of the living God. There'll be nothing else. Anybody else got anything? Anybody want to stand and pray for somebody else? Keep my sister, my son's mother-in-law in your prayers. She needs prayer. She needs deliverance. It's, you know, keep her. She's going through something really horrific, you know, and she just needs to be delivered from a situation. Keep her. Her name is Carla. Keep Carla in your prayer. If anybody else got anybody that we need to pray for, stand in proxy, we're going to stand and believe God. He said, if two of you shall agree upon earth as touching anything, that you shall believe and ask the Father, he said he'll do it. And I just believe his word. And it's as simple as that. Ain't got to do no more, no less. Just at his word. Just do what God say do. God bless you this morning. If nothing else, we're going to stand. I'm not going to try to keep you. Stand and dismiss. The sword of the Lord and Al. The sword of the Lord and the church. Know that God is with you. As long as you're using that sword, that word, it works. God is good. He's a mighty God. And there's nothing God won't do for you. There's nothing he won't forgive you for. He'll forgive you for anything. Liar, cheater, adulterer, murderer. He'll forgive you. He wants to forgive. That's what we came for. He came for those that are cast out. And Father, we ask that you would just look upon this congregation and the people that are listening, Lord. We pray, God, today, God, that you would bless, Father God. Move in our lives, Father, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we ask that you would just revive us, Lord God. Know that, Father, greater is he that's in we than he that's in the world. Know, Father, let us know, Father God, who you really are, God. Lord, we ask that you would take us higher, Lord, higher and deeper in your word, God, deeper and deeper in your spirit, deeper and deeper, oh God, with the walk with you, Lord, in the name of Jesus. We pray for those that are sick, God. We pray that you would touch their bodies, Lord. Heal them, Father God. Sick in their minds, Father God. People are locked up, God. We pray for them, Lord, that you open up the prison of the minds, Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord. We pray for those, Father God, that are standing at a crossroad, God. We pray, Father God, that you would lead and guide them, Lord God, in the way that they should go. In the name of Jesus. And as we depart from this place, God, but never from your presence, we pray, God, that you would be with us, Lord. Bring us back at the point in time. In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen.